Alright, guys. Radio. This is Charlie Giuliani continuing our discussion on the raping and pillaging of our constitutional rights. I mean, there ain't much left for them to take away, guys. Once again, if anybody wants to call in, you get any comments, any contributions you'd like to make, positive, negative, whatever, feel free to call in 800-313-9443. If you have any stories you'd like to tell about things like this that you've seen go on, maybe you've been the victim yourself of some of this this filth, you want to share your story, feel free to do so. Let me continue on here, guys. It's gotten so out of hand, like I said, that every child in the U.S. today has a 1 in 25 chance of being abducted by a state child welfare agency. It's absolutely out of control. And as I said, you know, the government's own statistics show that kids have a 300% higher chance of getting abused once in state custody than they did, you know, just leaving them alone in their homes. On a future show, like I said, I'm going to go into this in more detail and cite specific cases. It's just incredible what's going on. I think I mentioned this on a previous show. It was a case here in Massachusetts a number of years ago. It was a Baptist minister. His kid got taken away from him because he spanked him. And it took him 3 years to get his kid back. You know, sometimes these agencies will actually lie to parents. They'll tell them, oh, if you just cooperate, you know, you'll get your kid back, no problem. Then the parents discover that their kid is up on that agency's website, up for adoption. While they're telling them, if you comply, you know, you should have your kid back in no time. And yet all the while, they got him up for adoption. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, you know, this is right in keeping with Karl Marx's and Frederick Engels' plan to break up the family. That was one of the key principles of communism, as stated in... it wasn't one of the 10 planks, but it is mentioned in the Communist Manifesto, breaking up the family. Of course, it's one of the most basic fundamental units of society. It's the most important unit of society. It's where the kids learn their standards of morality, if there are any more in this country. But, you know, that's what the family is. They want to break that up. They want to take that apart. What do you think Hillary Clinton's book, It Takes a Village, is all about? Oh, you just wait and see if she gets in office next year where we're going to wind up. She's even more scary than Bushy Boy, folks. She's a major proponent of Marxian philosophy, Marxist philosophy. Oh, yeah, she loves it. She's going to be pushing that right down your throat, starting with her nationalized health care plan. Oh, the liberals love that. They can't stand Bush, but they love that. Bush loves it, too. Bush wants it. He's just not going to push it right now because it's not, it's not something that the conservatives would go along with, although I'm quite frankly shocked that the conservatives are going along with his wide-open border policy, his rape and pillage the Constitution policy, his embracement of torture policy. But then again, this country's in such a comatose state, I guess nothing surprises me anymore. So-called conservatives. I don't know what conservatism is. Anyway... sometimes children in state custody, like I said, are put up for adoption. I'll give you the documentation of this. In fact, if anybody wants, even before the show, I'll send you that. If you want, truthhurtsradio@AOL.com. I got the documentation in there about instances where this has been done around the country, more than you care to know about. Just email me and ask me, you know, if you want a copy of this transcript or the one on child abduction, I'll send you that. You can look it over. Incredible stuff in there, guys. Very shocking. Again, most Americans don't know this because it's not on CNN, it's not on Fox, not on ABC. You know, you don't hear about it in the mainstream national media. It is covered very often in the local newspapers where these things happen, but it's kept from the general public. All right, guys, another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Safe beneath you. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani, continuing our discussion here on the loss of our rights, the theft of our rights. Got to stress that because that's exactly what they're doing. They're stealing them. Well, it is true, guys, that some parents obviously do abuse their kids. There's no question about it, and that such instances do require some type of intervention. That's not at all the objective here, not at all. You know, those cases are relatively rare. Certainly not one in every 25 kids is getting abused in this country. They're, like everything else, they're blowing it way out of proportion. They're blowing the drug war thing out of proportion. They're blowing the terrorism thing out of proportion, and, you know, on and on and on. Everything has to be made to look like a crisis to justify immediate and drastic intervention so you can be suckered to give up your rights. Most of this stuff is just illusions or stuff that they're creating just so they can grab more power, suck up more of your wealth. Oh, what a scam. Anyway, and by the way, you know, when there are cases of child abuse, that has always and ever been a matter of local government intervention, not state, certainly not federal. But you see, they've taken upon themselves to take control of everything in your life today. Oh, once again, let me remind you, the Constitution is very specific about what federal government powers are and are not. And it states clearly that powers not granted herein to the federal government are to be relegated to the people in the states. That means they're not to take upon themselves any more powers than what was specified in the Constitution. Does the Constitution say anything about taking control of education, taking control of child welfare? No, nothing whatsoever. Does it say anything about federal government imposing direct taxes on people? Yeah, it does, actually. It says they're not to do it, but they do it anyway. Oh, I tell you. You know, we might as well just wear those kick me signs on our back. I think every American should be, be afforded a free kick me shirt. Just a mass mailing from Washington, you know? I mean, they just love it. Give me more. Ram that splintery 2x4. Yeah, okay, whatever. Going on here, speaking of government-orchestrated child abductions, guys, this discussion would not be complete without mentioning a most shocking account given in the book The Franklin Cover-Up by former Nebraska Republican Senator John DeCamp. Some of you might be familiar with that. If not, I don't necessarily recommend you read it unless you've got an incredibly strong stomach. The book will make you vomit. He documents in the book how there had been, it probably still is, I'm sure, and in fact, I can guarantee it still is, but this book documented one specific instance of some of things like this. There was a boys' school in Omaha, Nebraska, where kids were being sent around the country and used by big-name congressmen, businessmen, Washington officials across the board, all the way up to the White House. Some of the people implicated, by the way, were George H.W. Bush. Another one was billionaire Warren Buffett, who, if you recall, was holding that little charity celebration, fundraising celebration party that Bush attended, Jr., on 9/11. He was one of the many people implicated in this little fiasco that was going on. They were sending these kids to Republican conventions, the convention of the National Convention of 1988 and 1992. And it involved mostly, you know, boys from this boys' school. There were girls, too, but mostly boys. They were used, of course, for sexual liaisons. They were also used in snuff films. Guys, this book was written by a former Nebraska senator, okay? He's also a lawyer. He brought up on charges many of these people and got convictions. Some of them are serving prison sentences today. But he could not go any higher than the local and state level in Nebraska. He could not touch the big names like Warren Buffett. He could not touch George H.W. and a lot of other congressmen, Washington officials, could not touch him because the FBI, the federal bunglers of investigations, blocked him, prevented him from ever touching any Washington politicians. That's how it works. That's how your country works. Oh, boy. Anyway, that is something that, you know, needs to be mentioned in this context, guys. So, you've got this abduction thing going on where it's just designed to fatten the coffers of child welfare agencies. But then you also have this factor. Snuff films, guys. Many of the people that DeCamp interviewed, who at the time were now in their, you know, early to mid-20s, but at the time, they were in their early teens and even preteens, and they told of how, yeah, they were used in, amongst other things, snuff films. You know, they were made to, well, use your imagination. I'm not even going to go into it in any detail because this is a G show for one thing, and for another thing, it's just too blooming disgusting to talk about. I might yet get John DeCamp on sometime to talk about this, although I've got to, you know, make sure that he's not going to go into too much detail. It's just so disgusting. But this is how your government works, guys. Let me remind you once again, this is not some fairy tale, some paranoid rambling here. This is documented. This is a fact. The Franklin cover-up. You can order it from Amazon.com. It's out of print, but you can still get used copies. That's how I got mine, from Amazon. A used copy. I think I only paid a few bucks for it. Let me warn you, though, it's very graphic. If you've got a weak stomach, you might not want to read this book. But if you do want to know just how far down the rat hole we've gone, just how disgustingly, monstrously evil and corrupt our little Washington public servants are, then that's a book you might want to check out. I also need to mention the Discovery Channel actually planned to air a documentary on this story called Conspiracy of Silence. Now, you know, even though it's a good documentary overall, it doesn't go into the snuff film aspect of this. It doesn't talk about George H.W. Bush and his involvement. But nevertheless, it does talk about this, it mentions the local and state officials in Nebraska that were involved. It doesn't talk about federal officials. But it nevertheless does talk about how this was going on. This major, sex scandal that was going on using children and whatever, man. It's just so gross. But guess what happened with that film? You can download it. It's all over the internet. Just Google it. Type in Conspiracy of Silence. You can watch the documentary. But as you might guess, it was scheduled to be on, first aired on May 3rd, 1994. TV Guide even had a large one-page, full-page ad announcing the this upcoming show. But at the last minute, it got canned. But once again, you can download it. You can watch it. It's all over the net. I advise, again, that you check it out. You want to see just how bad things have gotten, folks. It's unbelievable. And do understand, that's only one case, one story involving just that one orphanage. This stuff goes on all the time, all over the place. And not just in this country either, of course. Here's another interesting little side note. Former CIA Director William Colby, perhaps the only person with a conscience who ever held the position of CIA director, was most instrumental in assisting DeCamp with the research for his book. In fact, he disappeared on April 27, 1996, about a week or two before DeCamp's second edition of his book was due out. His body was found in the Wicomico River near his Maryland home, about a mile away. His death was said to have been the result of a, quote, boating accident. Sure it was. His wife said that the front door was left open. All the lights were left on. His supper was left half-eaten on the counter in the kitchen. And furthermore, she said he never went out at night on his boat. Oh, there you go. That should tell you a little something about how that works. You know, that reminds me of this same guy, Colby, obviously had a conscience. He was the guy that was testifying before the Senate Select Committee on Assassinations back in late 1975. And he told the story of how Kennedy's assassination was indeed orchestrated by the CIA. He said that the top planners were Alan Dulles and David Rockefeller. And he said that the two individuals on the scene that coordinated the whole operation were E. Howard Hunt and George H.W. Bush. Guess what happened to him the next day? They fired him as the CIA director and then appointed George H.W. Bush as the new CIA director, who, upon taking the oath of office, informed the select committee that he was not going to be cooperating. The CIA would not be cooperating any further with the committee. And so it closed its doors after that. That was it. It closed shop. That was the end of their investigations. So, you know, I'm surprised I didn't pop them off a lot earlier, but I guess this DeCamp assistance in writing this book was the final straw. The CIA said, yeah, that's it. He's got to go. They popped him off. Boating accident. Yeah, right. And, Senator Brown's airplane crash, that was an accident. And Wellstone's crash was an accident. And the former president of Panama, Torrijos, that was an accident. Right. Sure it is. All right, guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Thank you.
you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Continuing our discussion here. It looks like I am going to actually finish this today. Won't be carrying it into next week. Gee, most of these ramblings here have been taking three shows to do. I gotta maybe not make them so long. Actually, I don't think they're that long. It's just that I ramble too much. Anyway, let's go on with another item here, another loss of rights. Whereas U.S. citizens have traditionally enjoyed the right to pursue legal action in a court of law against anyone or any group that they felt had wronged them, this is now no longer an option for most people. As legal fees have risen over the years, nearly everyone has been craftily robbed of this right. This has helped, of course, to ensure that the power of our oppressors who have rigged this system will remain unchecked. Today, the globalists run our court system anyway, so that it doesn't even really matter whether or not we can, you know, we the people can afford legal fees. The thing's rigged anyway. In fact, Jerry Spence, for those of you that know him or don't know him, he's a defense attorney who specializes in defending the underdog against big government, big business. He was, in fact, the attorney for Randy Weaver, with, you know, the Ruby Ridge fiasco there. He doesn't generally charge his clients either, you know, especially if he knows they're very low income. Certainly didn't charge Randy. He's written a number of good books. Highly recommend you read them. I have been wanting to get him on the show, but again, I can't find any contact info for him either. If anybody finds it, please, by all means, let me know if you can get an email or something for him. Jerry Spence, G-E-R-R-Y Spence. Anyway, here's what he said about our court system. He said, the rights of the people exist mostly in myth. Trials have become more window dressing and mockeries of justice. He ought to know. He's right there, guys, you know, working with this system. He's a defense attorney. He sees it all the time. He says there's been many cases where, you know, in fact, I'll be talking about this when we go over the Randy Weaver case. I got a show I did on that. And, you know, he describes how federal judge ordered the FBI to release certain documents. They refused to do so. He ordered them to pay Weaver's attorney fees to Spence. They never did. And the judge knew this, and, you know, he said right in court, he said, it's a sad day in American history when you can't get a federal institution to comply with mandates from a court, from a federal court. And that's just how it works. Will the real criminals please stand up? This is a man that had his home, you know, raided. They didn't physically go into his home, but they raided it in the sense of shooting it up with bullets. Guy hadn't done anything wrong, folks. Had not done anything wrong. They set him up. They shot his wife, murdered her. They shot his 15-year-old son. They shot the family dog. And then they were trying to prosecute him as though he was the criminal. Oh, I tell you. Anyway, to demonstrate just how far that we've fallen away from the constitutional ideal of a fair justice system, we need no look further than the Military Commissions Act of 2006, just last year at this time. This gruesome piece of medieval-type legislation grants absolute dictatorial powers to the president, which render the Constitution and the Geneva Conventions totally null and void. The September 28, 2006 New York Times stated that this law gives the president, quote, the power to jail pretty much anyone he wants for as long as he wants without charging them to unilaterally reinterpret the Geneva Conventions, to authorize what normal people consider torture, and to deny justice to hundreds of men captured in error. Referring, of course, to Guantanamo, for example, where, out of the, 300-400 people, I believe, that have been imprisoned there thus far since 9/11, there's only been one conviction, and that was because the guy did a plea bargain. In other words, he, you know, admitted to something he didn't do just so that he could get off with a lighter sentence, probably, i.e., less torture. But, you know, this is just such a, it's a disgusting fraud. And all the while, they're claiming to be going after terrorists to stop terrorism. Again, they're the ones that staged 9/11. They go after people that had nothing to do with 9/11 or any other terrorist attacks, for that matter. They've never gotten a conviction except for that one phony one. So that's 399 people arrested for nothing, tortured for nothing. And yet we're supposed to be the heroes, the police of the world, the ones stopping human rights abuses and... Oh, people, snap out of it, man. And, of course, I'm not addressing the bulk of my listening audience. I'm just talking to America in general. Hopefully I'm not talking to any of my listening audience. I hope nobody falls for any of this trash. But if you do, call in. I'd like to hear from you. 800-313-9443. Anyway, continuing on here, elaborating on some of the biggest problems with this piece of legislation, the Military Commissions Act, the New York Times had continued on with this. And I'll pick up there when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two-Thirds Radio. Continuing our discussion here on the theft of our rights. So the New York Times article goes on here to describe this wonderful Military Commissions Act. It breaks it down into various segments under different headings. The first heading here is enemy combatants. It says under this heading, a dangerously broad definition of illegal enemy combatant subjects legal residents of the United States as well as foreign citizens living in their own countries. I'll tell you now, it applies to anyone they wanted to, citizens that were born here, it doesn't matter. Anyway, subjects them to summary arrest and indefinite detention with no hope of appeal. The president could give the power to apply this label to anyone he wanted. Again, there you go. So they admit it. Anyone he wanted, including U.S. citizens. The Geneva Conventions, under this heading, it says, this law repudiates a half century of international precedent by allowing Mr. Bush, or any other president for that matter, to decide on his own what abusive interrogation methods he considered permissible. Excuse me. And his decision could stay secret. There's no requirement that this list be published. They can do to you whatever they want, just like the medieval inquisitor, the Dominican friar. He was a judge, jury, and executioner. Habeas corpus, under that heading we read, Detainees in U.S. military prisons would lose the basic right to challenge their imprisonment. There you go. No, and that's just what's been going on. They hold these people. They don't afford them any legal representation. They don't give them any charges. They can keep secret from them what the charges are. They don't even know. Again, this is what they did in the Inquisition. You didn't know who your accuser was. You didn't know what the charge was, nor were you allowed to be told. And anybody who's ever read the Libro Nero, that was the Inquisitor's handbook, it's something right out of the Bush administration. Or maybe I should say the Bush administration is right out of the Libro Nero. In any case, it's exactly what they're doing now, guys. You had no chance once you were captured and brought in. That was it. Not only were they going to kill you anyway, no matter what you did and didn't say, but they were going to torture the living daylights out of you first before they did it. The book actually states that if the person refuses to confess, he's withholding the truth. Keep torturing until he confesses. If he confesses only in part, that shows that he's capable of being guilty of all. Treat him as guilty. If he confesses fully, of course, obviously he's guilty and should be treated as such. It didn't matter what you said or didn't say. And anybody knows with half a brain, this has been, affirmed by the Geneva Conventions, in fact, that torture is absolutely ineffective for gaining a real confession, because out of desperation, people can be made to say anything. And that's just what happens when they're being tortured. Yeah, they can confess to anything. You can coerce any kind of confession out of them. And, but during the Dark Ages, because you weren't told what you were being charged with, you would make stuff up hoping you would get right the charge against you. And in the meantime, it didn't matter if you confessed. They'd be like, oh, you did that? You did that too? So they would torture you based on that, even though what you were saying wasn't true. This is the fiasco of torture and the way it's set up, guys. We're right back in the Dark Ages all over again. Oh, I dare someone to call me and tell me that what Bush is doing is good. Of course, you never will you? But there are people out there who certainly want you to think that that's the case. They'll only put it in print, though. They won't ever appear publicly in a debate forum to defend that position, because they know they can't. They'll say what Hitler did was evil. Hitler tortured. Oh, good gracious, that was evil. Bush does it. No, that's okay. After all, he's a Christian, isn't he? Yeah, whatever. Under the heading Judicial Review, the New York Times had this to say. The courts have no power to review any aspect of this new system, except verdicts by military tribunals. The law limits appeals and bars legal actions based on the Geneva Conventions, directly or indirectly. All Mr. Bush would have to do is to lock anyone up, in order to lock anyone up forever, is to declare him an illegal combatant and not have a trial. I like that, illegal combatant. Does that mean there's a legal combatant? Is there a legal way to combat Bush? Oh, I wonder what that is. Anyway, going on here. Under coerced evidence, New York Times had this to say. Coerced evidence would be permissible if a judge considered it reliable, already a contradiction in terms, and if he considered it relevant. Coercion is defined in a way that exempts anything done before the passage of the 2005 Detainee Treatment Act and anything else Mr. Bush chooses. Again, you just make the rules up as you go along. That's the way the law is written. Under secret evidence, the New York Times says, American standards of justice prohibit evidence and testimony that is kept secret from the defendant, whether the accused is a corporate executive or a mass murderer. But this law seems to weaken protections against such evidence. This is a real step forward, all right. Yeah, progress is in high gear now, baby. Here's another one. Under offenses, New York Times says, the definition of torture is inacceptably narrow. A virtual reprise of the deeply cynical memos the administration produced after 9/11. Rape and sexual assault are defined in a retrograde way that covers only forced or coerced activity, and not other forms of non-consensual sex. In other words, this law effectively eliminates the idea of rape as torture, literally. It does it in a subtle little mind game, word-twisting way, but it literally can make rape look acceptable. And, of course, we all know that went on in El Garib, don't we? Probably going on everywhere else, too, in the dozens of secret prisons we have all over Eastern Europe that's been admitted that the CIA is running. Brother, man, it's unbelievable. Hitler does it, and it's evil. We do it, and it's good. On September 17th, 2006, when Bush signed this sleazy piece of chicanery, Keith Olbermann of MSNBC had this to say about it. Quote, "On this first full day that the Military Commissions Act is in force, we now face what our ancestors faced at other times of exaggerated crisis and melodramatic fear-mongering. We face a government more dangerous to our liberties than is the enemy it claims to be protecting us from." Well, right on, Mr. Olbermann. Couldn't have said it better myself. Abso-freaking-lutely. The great danger this country faces today, folks, is right within our midst. The enemy is in the gates. It's not Al-Qaeda. And the most disgusting display of miserable hypocrisy from that demon in human flesh that now illegally occupies the White House through two rigged elections was when he stated before Congress shortly after 9/11 that the terrorists who attacked us on 9/11 did so because they hate our freedoms. Did so because they hate our freedoms. Listen to the Orwellian doublespeak. Then he proceeds 2 weeks later to pass one of the biggest, in fact, up to that time it was the biggest, but there's been worse pieces of legislation passed since then, but up to that time it was the biggest assault on our constitutional rights and freedoms in all of American history. Think about it. The terrorist who attacked us did so. Let's pretend that you're an ignoramus and you actually believe the official 9/11 story and you think the Muhammad Atta Flying Circus actually pulled off the 9/11 attacks, okay? So that means now, with Bush passing the Patriot Act and all the other sleazy constitution-trampling pieces of legislation passed since 9/11, that means that Bush must obviously be in league with Al-Qaeda. There's no way to get around that. Bush and Al-Qaeda, Yippee-Yi-Yada, are in league with each other, because if they in fact attacked us because they hate our freedoms, and he passes a law that trashes our freedoms, then he's in league with them, right? How else can you get around it? He has done what they apparently were attempting to accomplish, according to his own testimony. Think about it. Bin Laden, the dead one or the still living one, didn't pass the Patriot Act. The Bushy boys passed it. So they're doing exactly what Al-Qaeda wants. Think about it. This is unbelievable. Oh, boy. Anyway, clearly, guys, our rights and freedoms are going right out the window. And as time continues on, it's obvious that things aren't going to get any better. They're going to continue to get worse as long as we continue to sit back and it's just not going to get better. Today, we're paying a high price in more ways than one for forgetting, as Thomas Jefferson once stated, that, quote, "a government governs best which governs least." This land of the free and home of the brave is rapidly becoming, as I've stated before, the land of the fee and home of the slave. James Madison once said, "I believe that there are more instances of the abridgment of freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachments of those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations." And that's just what's happening. They've been doing it slowly, gradually, unperceptively, and always under phony pretexts that sucker the public into thinking their interests are being served while yet being stolen from them. Slowly and insidiously, yet not so slowly anymore since 9/11, but still, always under false pretexts to sucker the gullible. They're taking away your rights and freedoms under these phony pretexts, guys, and nothing is being done or said about it. Do you understand that this is exactly how Hitler seized the totalitarian power that he amassed after the burning of the Reichstag, that this is exactly how he did it. He didn't just step forward and say, all right, you suckers, I'm going to take away your rights because I want absolute power and you're not going to be able to stop me. How did Hitler get a southern accent all of a sudden? I don't know. You will shut up, you will give me all your rights. You know, he never said that. No. He said, we will attack today by an enemy, a vulgar evil enemy. And to combat this evil threat, we need just for a little while to take away all rights. But no big problem. I will save you. I'm your hero. Bow before me. Click your heels, yeah, and say there's no place like home, the homeland. That's how he took them away. And that's how the Bushy boys are taking them away. Pointing to the fictitious boogeyman in the Middle East, while they amass absolute totalitarian power and leave you with no rights, no freedoms, no nothing. No more constitution. Because, after all, in his own words, Gluteus Maximus said the constitution is just a blankety-blank piece of paper. You know, that same paper that he swore an oath of allegiance to protect us from enemies foreign and domestic. Well, in case you haven't noticed, we've got a domestic enemy today that is trashing that constitution. Far from upholding it, he is the one tearing it to shreds. And, you know, it doesn't matter what side of the political spectrum you fall on. You've got to be brain dead to not see what's going on here. You know what really makes me sick to my stomach is these Bush-supporting pieces of un-American, traitorous, treasonous trash are the ones who would go ballistic if Clinton ever pulled stuff like this. And here's another point. If they don't have any problem with Bush amassing all of this power, what are they going to do next year when Hillary Schillery is in office? Because these powers are going to be handed right over to her. Do you see how Orwellian this whole thing is and how phony the left-right paradigm shift is? Why aren't they complaining about Bush amassing this power, even if they don't think that he's a problem having this power? They've got to realize, if they really were, you know, the rightists that they claim to be, the conservatives, they should be howling from the top of their lungs, recognizing that Schillery is going to have this power next year. Do you see how phony this whole thing is, guys? There's no left, there's no right at the highest levels of power, that is. There's no Republican, there's no Democrat. It's all one big, happy little power-grabbing totalitarian system. And they have no problem with Bush having this power, and they don't have any problem with Hillary having it next year either, because they're going right along with it, not voicing any... Don't you understand? It doesn't matter how honest and trustworthy your current government leaders might be in your own blind estimation. Let's play make-believe for a moment, shall we? And pretend that we live in the happy little land of Bush loves you. Okay? Bush loves you land. Bush is out for your best interest. Bush is a wonderful man of God. And everything he's ever done and continues to do and ever will do is all designed for your best good. And can't you tell? But, you know, let's just pretend that that's the case. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if Bushy Boy does have a halo instead of those big fat horns sticking out of his head. The point is to give government this kind of power today, even if it doesn't corrupt today, and it is corrupt today, but even if it wasn't, it will become corrupt tomorrow. You cannot trust human beings, fallible human beings, with this kind of power. Therefore, I don't care how much Bush supporters have their heads wedged up his hind parts. They, if they were true Americans, would never support Bush or anybody else getting this power because it will become corrupt tomorrow under Hillary or whatever other phony they're going to stick in there. Sooner or later, this kind of power, it's too much of a temptation to abuse it. How can anybody call themselves an American and not have a problem with the power grab that's currently going on under this phony, unelected regime? It's just unbelievable. They're not Americans, folks. They're traitors. That's all there is to it. There's no debating it. But try to anyway. Call me up. Still got a few more minutes left of the show. Every year in this country, guys, hundreds of new laws and regulations are introduced which further restrict our rights and freedoms. Most of these laws and regulations, particularly at the federal level, are pushed for and paid for through generous campaign contributions, or bribe money, I might add, if and whenever such bribes are even necessary, by lobbyists acting on behalf of their Wall Street globalist masters, who benefit money-wise and power-wise from these political favors, and they have absolutely nothing to do with our national interest, nothing to do with any of our interest, that is, we the people, you know, the 99.9% of the country's population, but in fact, instead, have everything to do with you know, destroying our interests, taking our rights, leading us ever further into a totalitarian system. You think the boys in Congress care? No, they're the ones who are signing these things into law. You think they care? It doesn't affect them. It doesn't affect them. Why do they care that they sign away your rights and liberties? It's called selective law enforcement. They don't give a hoot. They don't give a frog's fat fanny. Notice, guys, the relevant warning George Washington gave us in his farewell address of September 17, 1796. He said, combinations and associations are likely in the course of time to become potent enemies by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men able to subvert the power of people. All right, guys, up and then we'll get this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
We are taking away your rights, and you better like it. Anyway, let me start from the beginning again with this quote here, George Washington in his farewell address. He said, combinations and associations are likely in the course of time to become potent enemies by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men... I've never seen such a thing before. and unprincipled men will be able to subvert the power of the people and usurp for themselves the reins of government.
Ooh, really now?
One method of assault may be to effect in the forms of the Constitution alteration which will impair the energy of the system and thus to undermine what cannot be directly overthrown. Yeah, that's exactly what they've done, guys. You can't directly overthrow it. Slowly, gradually undermine it. Oh, they've been playing some serious psychological war games here to break people away from the loyalties of the Constitution. I mean, now you're officially labeled a terrorist, according to FBI documents that were found, a pamphlet that was found in Arizona. It was distributed to law enforcement agencies, and they actually told them one of the things to watch for as a sign of terrorism is those who have a strong loyalty to the Constitution. So there you go. That blankety-blank piece of paper, as Bushy Boy likes to call it. There's a couple interesting quotes for you to end with. There is no crueler tyranny than that which is exercised under the cover of law and with the colors of justice. United States versus Giannotti, 1982. Here's another one. In questions of power, let no more be heard of confidence in man, but bind him down from mischief by the chains of the Constitution. That was Thomas Jefferson, Kentucky Resolutions, 1798. Bind him down. That was the whole purpose of the Constitution, guys, to prevent, you know, the abuse of power that we're now seeing. They're not following it anymore, and the public isn't holding them to it because they don't even know what it says or even care. You know, it's also been said there's no greater enslavement than, you know, for people to falsely believe that they are free. And that's where we're at today. People falsely believe they're free. They don't even know what freedom is. They don't realize that they're actually slaves. They don't have the chains on. So, and you know, they're not held out in the field for 18, 20 hours a day. So they don't think they're slaves. You know, slavery comes in many different forms. And what we have today, guys, I'll argue, it's perhaps even worse in some ways anyway. It's worse than what the blacks faced in the 19th century. You're not getting whipped. You're not having your feet cut off if you try to run away. But like I said before, the mental condition of people today is far worse than what the blacks underwent, because at least they knew they were free. In their minds, they weren't held captive mentally. So that gave them a sense of freedom. They knew that their oppressors were evil and that they were doing things that were wrong and illegal and immoral. Today, the slaves today think their leaders are doing what's in their best interest and that they have freedom. They don't have freedom. They're totally enslaved. You know, everything you do is tracked, monitored. You can't so much as spit on the sidewalk. And I'll tell you, if this trend continues, it's going to get, you can bet on it, it's going to get a heck of a lot worse. In fact, all we need is another fake terrorist attack, and out goes the window any semblance of freedom you got left. Anyway, guys, have a great weekend. We got some excellent guests lined up next week. We'll see you then. Take care.
With recent internet.